Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabeman filling in for David this morning, and we're delighted to welcome in Tom Brenneman. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And you know you have the big game when Fox sends in the big crew. And Tom and Troy Aikman will be in Chicago covering that Bears-Saints game. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Looking forward to getting up there to Chicago later tonight.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we're really looking forward to the game. The Bears still, you know, you hate going into a bye week with a bad loss, and they had their worst loss of the year, and just one of those performances where they got beaten, where they just lost the line of scrimmage, and that hasn't happened all that often. And so you got to wait now and see how things work out. And this is a Saints team. Well, you tell us, when you watch this team play, they're pretty tough too. They got a pretty good defense, and they've done remarkably well given the Drew Brees injury.
Well, I mean, it's been incredible. Their defense, I just can't believe it. And maybe you saw it coming. I mean, their last four drafts, I think it's something like 17 out of the 28 players that they've chosen have been on the defensive side of the ball. So they've had a lot of weapons on offense. They've done really well drafting there or bringing in players from other teams. And when you have Drew Brees running the show, you know, you've got a good chance to win no matter who your skilled players are. But these last 3 weeks on defense, they have been the Chicago Bears. They're giving up 13 points a game. They're giving up 245 yards of offense. And it's not like they're playing a bunch of stiffs. Now, granted, they played Jacksonville last week. But, you know, you look at the two prior weeks, Tampa Bay can score some points if Winston's not giving the ball away. And they completely shut them down. Mike Evans didn't have a single catch in the game. And the week before that, they go out and they beat Seattle at Seattle. So, you know, and they've beaten Dallas, holding them to 10 points. So this is a really good-looking Saints team. I think it's the best team they've had in quite some time on both sides of the ball. And like you said, when you win with a backup quarterback, and Bridgewater has been really, really good, very efficient, and they can beat you in a lot of ways because they can run the ball too.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about how the NFC's been wide open this season.
Yeah.
But you, just based off of what you just described, man, you get a healthy Drew Brees into that mix, and all of a sudden the Saints offense becomes explosive. That's the team to catch.
You know, it's interesting when you look at last season, and there have been a lot of articles written about this week, but you look at last year when Brees got off to a record-setting pace. The first 8 weeks of the season, he was the best quarterback in the history of the game through the first 8 weeks of the season. And, man, he really, really leveled off. He did not have a good second half of the season. Now, he really stepped up and played well in the postseason. But there are a lot of people out there, and, you know, whether they're right or wrong, I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But there are a lot of people that believe that this could be actually a blessing in disguise. At his age, you know, 40-plus years old, maybe having a number of weeks off could keep him very fresh. And I don't know if anybody in their right mind saw them going undefeated so far with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, or anybody at quarterback for that matter. Mm. But if they could find a way to sneak in there and win that game this weekend, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about the possibility of Brees coming back, and you look at their schedule, I mean, it's conceivable that they could have one loss by the time they play the 49ers, and that's all the way not until late November.
I think so much of it will depend on Alvin Kamara. You know, he is a big part of that offense, and the idea of him and Michael Thomas, that's such a great combination of skill position players. If Kamara is, and I don't know this, I talked to a guy down there who said he thinks it's a high ankle sprain. If that's the case, he's not playing. And he really makes them go. I think that's a huge name to keep an eye on this week.
Well, I agree with you because he does it not only running the ball, but he does it receiving the ball. You know, Thomas obviously is a leader in receptions, but the second most receptions on that team belong to Kamara. I mean, he's caught 81 passes in each of the last 2 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's a huge part of their offense in the run game and the pass game. Now, having said that, Sean Payton's a very creative guy. And last week, Kamara basically did nothing. Now, you could argue their offense did nothing. They only scored 13 points, and Kamara only played, I think, like 25 snaps or something like that in the game. But I tell you, you could do a lot worse in this league than to turn around and ask Latavius Murray to be your primary back in a game. He is still a really solid player. He had a really good year, you guys know, with Minnesota last year. And played well for them last week, and he's another guy, not as dynamic as Kamara. I'm not comparing the two, but I'm just saying if you've got to have a fallback option, he can run it, and he can definitely catch it. And he's still a very good player behind an outstanding offensive line. It's a really, really good line, loaded with Pro Bowl players. And the one guy that hadn't been to the Pro Bowl that I can't believe he hadn't been to the Pro Bowl was right tackle out of Wisconsin in Ramczyk.
Mm. We were talking about this earlier, Tom, about how Sean Payton has done such a terrific job of adjusting what the Saints normally do to fit the personnel after the big injury to Drew Brees, and they've continued to roll as Teddy Bridgewater has won 4 games since taking over as the starting quarterback down there in New Orleans. And I think Matt Nagy and the Bears can learn a little something from that, adjusting the offense that they've had so far that's kind of been sluggish over the first month plus of the season with Mitchell Trubisky not ascending and taking that next step. Maybe they have to kind of adjust the way they'd like to do things offensively until you get him going.
Well, you know, the one challenge we have, though, guys, and you guys know better than I. Look, I'm not going to sit here and claim to know more about the Chicago Bears than you guys do. You talk about them. You watch them every week. You break everything down. But look, when you are unable to run the ball, and their numbers are just, I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, they're brutal. They're run game numbers. And, you know, you start looking inside some of those numbers, and whether it's yards per carry, whether it's average yards from scrimmage per touch, they're 31st in the league. Now, you have the situation with Kyle Long, and what's going to happen there? Does a reworked or revamped offensive line make a difference coming out for this particular game? I just think you have a hard time. I know Montgomery's got a chance to be a really good running back. I think we all agree with that. And there are different guys that can hurt you in the run game the way they use them, whether it's Patterson or whether it's Cohen or, you know, whoever it might be. But I just feel like right now, until they get that offensive line straightened out, that they're going to have a hard time making those kinds of adjustments that you're talking about. You know, the one thing that Payton can do is yeah, he can say, okay, maybe we don't have Kamara. But, I mean, he still has an offensive line that, A, is healthy, and, B, is very productive. And you guys saw it even in the Raider game. And the Raiders aren't a great offensive team. And to borrow your line, they owned the line of scrimmage in that game and ran the ball against the best defense in the NFL. And the pressure on this Chicago defense is just staggering. I'm amazed the way they've held up. I mean, that group, and I know all of a sudden, you know, a couple of injuries have hit there, and the situation now with Akeem Hicks is a big, big blow to that team. But they've got some other guys that can step in there and play well. But, I mean, their team has to feel like if they give up 21 in a game, or 17 in a game, you know, they're going to have a hard time winning the game. You know, they got the 31 against Washington. You know, they have 56 points in 4 other games so far this year.
Man.
56. That's almost impossible to do in the NFL in this day and age, especially when you look at, you know, the competition they played against. I mean, granted, Green Bay's a good defensive team. You know, they played some Minnesota's a good defensive team, but they dominated that game. Obviously, you know, that was as good as it gets on defense that day for Chicago.
You know, it's interesting, Tom, because obviously we talked about Kamara, you know, when the Bears traded up with San Francisco to get Mitchell Trubisky, they gave up a number of draft picks, including the 3rd pick, 67th overall, which ended up in New Orleans, and they took Kamara with it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has kind of looked at that and thought about it. Mitch coming back here, and he will be healthy. He'll be playing with a harness on his shoulder, mm-hmm. reportedly. What, you know, he's not really at risk much in terms of needing to play from behind or needing to make huge plays when he's with that defense. But what are you expecting from him, and what do you anticipate from this game?
I don't, you know, I, to be honest with you, I don't know what to expect from him. You know, if it was his injured shoulder or his throwing shoulder, let's put it that way, then obviously you're talking about a huge question mark. I think it's more of a case, at least from talking to other players, especially at the quarterback position, that you know, if you're a right-handed thrower and you have a left-handed shoulder injury, that it's a matter of withstanding the pain. And if he takes a hit, then he's going to take a hit, because they've got some guys that can really rush the passer. Unless they completely alter, as you guys suggested earlier, the game plan, where it's a lot of short stuff, get the ball out quick, try to put the ball in playmakers' hands, whether it's Robinson, whether it's Miller, whether it's Patterson, whether it's Cone, whoever it might be, and try to make some things happen that way to make sure he doesn't get hit. I would think that would very much be a part of the Chicago game plan. They've got to find a way to score points and keep their defense off the field and give them some breaks. Because, you know, I don't know at the end of the day, to answer your question directly, about what to expect out of Trubisky. I just don't know. I know all the things that Nagy has said about him and what he believes Mitchell Trubisky is going to be. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not going to be one of those guys who said he's going to be a really good quarterback, nor am I going to be one of those guys who says that he stinks and he's never going to make it. I don't know, and to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody else knows, including his head coach. I mean, could you guys really say definitively whether you're buying into the whole Trubisky thing one way or the other?
We're waiting to find out.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And you know, you see some other quarterbacks, and I know all the people in Chicago, and believe me, Chicago's not the only place. There are a lot of here in Cincinnati, they do the same thing. Oh, we could have had Mahomes, we could have, you know, this guy, that guy. But you know, it's no different anywhere. But you know, I really do wonder, to be honest with you, you know, Mahomes, if he played behind that Bears offensive line, and whether it's breakdowns, whether it's injuries, whether it's penalties, all those kinds of things. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes would be Patrick Mahomes with the Bears. Do you?
I would hope so, but you're right. It's a mystery, and who knows? If they made that pick, maybe John Fox is still here. I mean, maybe they never make the trade that lands them Khalil Mack and turns the franchise around, too.
Right,
so
right,
who knows?
Right.
I mean, it's hard to call.
It's going to be a really good game, though. I mean, I just think it has a chance to be a great game. You just got two really good defensive teams. You got two really good teams, period.
Yes.
You know, despite all the issues the Bears might have, the bottom line is they're 3-2. They played a really tough schedule. They're in a really good division. And they are still the most dominant defensive team. And I don't care what some of the numbers say against X, Y, against this team and that team and everything else. If you were to go ask any quarterback or offensive coordinator or head coach in the league, if you had to win a game tomorrow, pick the number one defense you don't want to play tomorrow, the answer would be the Chicago Bears. End of story.
Well, Tom, we're really looking forward to the game. We appreciate you coming on, and we're really delighted that the top crew is coming in to do the game.
Well, I'm just keeping the seat warm now. I'm not the regular part of the top crew, as you know. So, you know, Joe's off doing the baseball playoffs, and so I'm just keeping a seat warm for a little while here, and then get back with my man Chris Spielman next week. And I got the Bears next week again against the Chargers.
Yeah, that should be a fun one, too, although the Chargers, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there either.
Yeah, can't run the ball. All right, buddy. Thanks a ton.
All right, guys.
God bless. That's Tom Brenneman. Always a joy to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.